く。
We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors.
2011, I'm going to dispense with the opening music in the interest of time here. We're visiting, finishing up here with Sheriff Richard Mack, and in a few minutes we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Going back to Lee in Georgia, Lee, you had a second question or point you wanted to raise real quickly?
I was just wondering if, Sheriff Mack, do you have any intentions of doing a speaking engagement here in the state of Georgia? And if so, do you have any idea when?
Well, I just did. I just spoke in Atlanta at the Hilton Airport with a man who just ran for governor recently. His name's Ray McBerry. And I'm sorry you missed that. I guess the word didn't get out good enough, but I am going to be in South Carolina pretty soon, and we're working on that. So if you'll keep, if you'll email me, I can keep you on my list, and we'll let you know about that. And I don't mind anybody else emailing me. It's sheriffmack@hotmail.com.
All right.
And thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Lee. Appreciate the call there. Let's move along to Dave in Idaho. Dave.
Are you there?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Mack. If my sheriff was as smart as you,
well, we're trying.
I'd be really happy.
I think the Sheriff Giddings in Idaho County is starting to stand against the U.S. Forest Service, and I know him, and there are some sheriffs waking up in Idaho, so hopefully we'll just keep that momentum moving.
Thank you for the message. And you guys have a good weekend.
All right, appreciate it. We have one more call here. Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're going to have to be real quick.
Yeah, Bill. We're trying as hard as we can, Aaron, to try to get that information as good Sheriff Mack would suggest. But how many of the officers in his department and or military intel with the rule of fact be able to follow through with their orders and make them stick, and that means arrest orders, because the grand jury always has true bill. Hello?
Well, yeah. We still are doing a lot of work with the grand jury thing. Most grand juries have not been in effect for the last, you know, for a long time. And it has not existed, and so it's a new idea to most sheriffs.
At least for Missouri 15 on.
Yeah.
You would at least think, the common courtesy of the good judge rule, that there would be a rule, and it would stick. Administrative level, caught conspiring or combining with the enemy, as previously stated, is treason.
Treason, yeah.
Absolutely.
Bless you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate the call. You know, Sheriff Mack, I'd like to get you back at some point in the near future for maybe a two-hour segment, because this time just goes by incredibly quick, and there's so much more to talk about. I'd like to, I'd like to at some point maybe discuss the fusion centers and your take on the fact that we have all these Homeland Security dollars coming into our local communities, because really I think this controls... This really turns law enforcement, kind of morphs them into intelligence agents. And so we could explore all that at some point in the future. But I appreciate you very much for the work that you're doing and for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me, and I really enjoyed it. And, yeah, it's probably the fastest hour in of any time in my life is when I do a radio show. And yours was a really good show, and I appreciate it. And, again, everybody get these materials at sheriffmack.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Folks,
thank
in a few
you.
Minutes, we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about some of the financial issues and challenges that we face here in America. As you know, this is something that always is continuing. There's no shortage of crises. Stay with us. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Bob Chapman's joining us this hour. We have the new unemployment numbers out. Apparently, seasonally adjusted 429,000 people in the last, evidently, 4 weeks filed for unemployment. apparently the number climbed by another 9,000, according to Reuters. And they're telling us still that we're in a recovery. In the meantime, we have the debt ceiling reached. We've been talking about that a lot with Bob in previous weeks. And evidently the negotiations are going on in Congress right now. We're going to find out a little bit more maybe about that and what the ramifications are if the United States loses this AAA credit rating, which, they, truth be told, should have been gone a long time ago. The Congress critters and people in the federal government are spending money like drunken sailors. No, there's no real recognition of the problems that we face here, but this isn't lost on other foreign countries that are holding our debt. And so we need to talk about this and other things with Bob Chapman. For nearly 30 years, of course, Bob was a stockbroker. He owned his own firm for 18 of those years, serving over 6,000 clients when he retired. He's a former U.S. Army counterintelligence officer. He's seen and lived in various parts of the world. But he retired, and he began writing the International Forecaster. When his business acquaintances requested that he do so, he's been doing that since June of 91, and he continues to do so, going very strongly today. And, Bob, thanks again for being back on Govern America.
Well, I'm very happy to be here again on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where I've appeared for the last 6 years for a couple of hours every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're able to do what you enjoy, what you love. You know, that's very rare these days for people to be able to have an opportunity to be able to spend time doing what they want. Increasingly, we're really becoming debt slaves, aren't we?
We certainly are, and it's a tragedy, but it's been the advertised method of life really since the Second World War. I can remember when I was little that during the 30s and 40s, everyone who couldn't afford to buy things would pick something out and put it away in a layaway plan. They still have those today. They're bringing them back.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And but more importantly, it was a training process, a propagandizing, if you may, of getting people to spend more than they made. And it's come to pass in the last 10 years or so that people have borrowed far beyond their ability to pay, which includes the United States government and all its agencies, municipalities, state governments, corporations, as well as individuals. And we're looking at debt right now as bad as it's been since 1952. And that's on a percentile basis. And so people have got to pay money back. Either that or they go bankrupt. And when you have high unemployment, which you mentioned just now, employment is not improving, it's decreasing again. And the figures show us that we have 22.6% unemployment. And that's a real number. You have to take the U6, which is a combination of U1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have to deduct the birth-death ratio, which is a bogus figure which was created by the United States government in order to deceive you as American citizens and others. And it is mind-boggling to me that economists and analysts will even use their figures. You've got to go and get your own figures, like John Williams does, who's done a wonderful job of informing people really with the unemployment situation as well as inflation and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this business of debt is unpayable. I get letters every day from people, and I answer everybody. I just had one this morning. House is $100,000 underwater. Mm. They've got an extremely good credit rating. What do I do? Well, I said, you got to face reality. You've made a bad investment. Housing will probably decrease in value another 20%. And it might be 10 or 20 or 30 years before housing moves back up again. because of the tremendous amount of inventory left in foreclosure. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it'll be worse than 20% more. I'm the only one that called the top of the market on real estate. Gary Schilling, who's a professor and economist at Yale University, called it 9 months after I did. But it was pretty easy to see what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the economy business, so to speak, all those characters are, I should say professionals, are hired by corporations. And they can't tell the people the truth. Because if they do, they lose their job. And so you have to have an outsider like myself who no longer has a financial interest in Wall Street banking and government to tell people really what's going on, and people like John Williams, of course, as well. And so the debt situation continues to deteriorate, and unemployment continues to climb. Inflation continues to climb as well. I projected over a year ago that it'll be 14% by the end of this year. And right now it's 10.2%. The government says it's 3.6%. They don't tell the truth. And next, 14% at the end of the year. And then QE2 and Stimulus 2 will hit the economy next year. That should take us up to 25%, maybe higher.
And Bernanke's already making noises for QE3.
Well, if they do QE3... the following year, to a year and a half, so that's 2 to 2.5 years from now, we'll be looking at something like close to 50%, which is called hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
And that means when you get paid, you have inflation, but the value of what you're getting paid in dollars might go down every hour or every day. So you spend your money as quickly as possible, buying food and clothing and paying bills, because the rate of exchange will continue to fall continually until they stop doing what they're doing, which is creating money and credit out of thin air. And that's the bag that we're in, and they can't get out.
You mentioned the real estate market. I want to come back to that, because I remember seeing just this past week, just days ago, there was some sort of, I forget what the source was on this, but I believe it was a mainstream publication, said something to the effect of 80% of the real estate market is done in cash transactions right now. And I think it's talking about the residential real estate market. If that's the case, then it sounds like the vast majority of any kind of activity that we have in real estate is basically just investors investing in commercial property. I don't know if you know anything about that at all, but I do know that we have a lot of foreigners coming here buying up a lot of properties because right now they're at really dirt cheap prices.
Or at least that's what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they're led to believe, which is a whole other kettle of fish. The answer to that is you're absolutely correct. And they've got teams of people going into Canada and Europe to purchase real estate at lower prices than the top. And most of them are down anywhere between 35 and 75%, depending upon the cost of the property, where it's located, and all of the things that we all understand. As far as commercial real estate is concerned, the Federal Reserve has gone in and guaranteed the banks that had their 5-year payments come due. What banks were doing was they were lending to borrowers, and it would be a 5-year note, interest only. Now that's tremendous leverage. And so XYZ Corporation would run out and buy a building, let's say for $1 million, to use a number, and now the building's probably worth $600,000. And,
I'll tell you what. Let's hang on for a moment and take the break. We've got calls already stacking up. We'll take your calls starting at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us, folks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and we'll be back in a moment.
A Grainmaker grain mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. We're visiting with Bob Chetman and the International Forecaster this hour. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com or intforecaster.com. You can go to our website, and it's linked up there, theinternationalforecaster.com. You have to put the in there. And, Bob, I don't know if you wanted to finish your thoughts. That you, I had to interrupt you going into the break.
The commercial real estate is being collateralized, guaranteed by the Federal Reserve, and those are some big numbers, and they continually keep it out of the media. So people will not understand what's going on in the commercial real estate market. Those within that market understand. But Wall Street, I don't know whether they all really understand that the Fed is back in the action, because the banks would have had to take back thousands and thousands of buildings that the borrowers could easily walk away from. And most of them have done that. And so the collateralization that's necessary for the lender, usually banks, has been put in place by the Fed. And they try to keep it out of the media so people don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as bad as the residential. It's just, what's going on is unbelievable. I mean, they don't follow the rules. They pass legislation that's illegal under the Constitution. The Dodd-Frank bill is a good example. It's total violation. But they don't care anymore. And we've lost control as Congress, as the constituents. I mean, if we wrote a million letters to a congressman and asked him to do this, that, and the other thing, and let's say it had to do with banking, and banking has given him or her $5 million for the next election, how do you think he's going to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're up against here. And now there's no limits. They're forming super funds. And like Romney and Bachman, who are running for the Republican nominations for president here a year and a half from now, they are probably going to raise billions and billions of dollars because of a recent Supreme Court decision. And so what's happening is that elections are being purchased. Now, that's been going on for a long time in isolated cases. A good one that comes along is New Jersey, multimillionaire from Goldman Sachs, was elected, and he spent hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, for the most part, elections are purchasable. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going through in America. It kind of reminds me of after the Caesars left Rome, the army went to the highest bidder. And this really is the same thing in a political way as opposed to a military, we'll put it, in the case of the Romans. And so this is where we're headed as a nation, totally out of control, control from behind the scenes by people who control both parties, the judiciary, Wall Street banking, transnational corporations. It's a corporatist fascist government is what America has today.
Absolutely.
And what you saw during the 1930s and 40s was a trial run for what we've got today, because the same characters were there financing Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have these talks going on. By the way, I want to say again, we're going to open up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour break. So you callers that are on the line right now, just hang with us a few more minutes. And 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to talk to Bob. 800-313-9443. We have these talks going on in Congress right now, and I guess they've reached an impasse. And, you know, Geithner, we talked about last time you were on, he set this August 2nd deadline where he says we're going to default on our national obligations here. And we have China that says we're already defaulting because the Fed is continuing to basically keep the printing presses going, and they're devaluing the currency right now. In the meantime, we have Russia. They're saying that they're going to continue to dump our treasury assets. So this is going on all over the world right now, and the Fed is continuing to buy up more and more of this by inflating our money supply. Where do you see the current talks right now? Have you been following these? And do you have anything to say about the current state of the debt talks in Congress right now?
Well, first of all, the Republicans have walked out. And they said that we've gone as far as we can, and it's not good enough. And the president has got to get involved. And if he doesn't get involved, we're not going to approve any extension of short-term debt. And that's a distinct possibility, unless something happens over the next month or so. And it's too early to tell whether they're going to meet that deadline or not. Whether the president gets involved remains to be seen. The underlying problem is that we'll come to that.
Yeah, we'll come to the underlying problem when we get back, and then we'll go right to the phones. 800-313-9443. Time's going by very quickly, but this is Govern America. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that Congress is in these debt negotiations to whether or not they're going to raise the debt ceiling. And, Bob, you were just getting ready to tell us what the underlying problem is.
The underlying problem is that what the Republicans who want cuts over the next 10 years of increases, not the amount of money that's already been allocated, just we're going to cut back so that we don't increase it in certain areas, the debt, over the next 10 years. It's totally nebulous. They're trying to prove a political point, and they should. When they're out of office, which, you know, 15 or 20% over the next 10 years won't return, and maybe even more at the rate they're going. And so they're not going to be around to push the issue. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is a game. And yeah. The basis to the game is this. America's broke. We have to do this. We have to continue this deficit spending. If we don't, we're going to go under. It's just like the Fed with QE3. They have to do it or they go upside down. The United States is bankrupt. And the only way they can keep the Ponzi scheme going is by having a QE3. And what the Fed is up against here is not only do they have to take down probably about $1.7 trillion in U.S. Treasuries agencies, which is Fannie, Freddie, Ginny, and FHA bonds, as well as toxic waste and other garbage that they're collecting, supposedly to make the banks more solvent. We don't know what they're paying for because it won't tell us. They lie about everything like government does. And I make that distinction because the Fed is privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't have QE3, $1.7 trillion, if we don't have an additional $850 billion created by the Fed added to that, which would take us up to somewhere around $2.5 trillion, then the economy is going to collapse. At the same time, the president and the Democrats in Congress, like that slime, Mr. Frank and Mr. Dodd, who's no longer running for election, that was his last political payoff, they are telling the congressmen who arrived newly, most of them Tea Party people, that, look, if we don't do this, we're going under. Well, I got news for you guys and gals. You're going under anyway.
That's right.
No matter what you do. So whether it's on August 2nd or on August the 2nd, 2014, you're going down, and there's no way out. And if you go back and you look at a white paper that was done by Ben Bernanke and Michael Boskin in 1988, and it said all the things that Ben is doing right now don't work. Now, you got to say to yourself, why are they doing it? And the answer is because there's nothing else to do. The system is doomed. And why is it doomed? Because they're deliberately taking it down in order to put Western Europe, England, and the United States on their knees financially and economically so they can implement world government.
Yep. There you have it. There you have it. All right, I want to go to the phones right now because we have a gobble of calls. And, folks, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I appreciate the callers hanging on. Let's go to Texas and talk to Mark. Mark, thanks for holding on.
God bless you both. Bob, you weren't the only one that called the top of the real estate market, buddy. There were a lot of other people did, too, but they fell for the propaganda and the low interest rates, and they bought. God bless them.
I know.
That's a
tragic situation. And, you know, these people are not financially minded, and they didn't deserve that.
Right.
And what Washington and Wall Street did was despicable. But that's nothing new. You know, they start wars for the last 1,000 years and finance both sides, and millions of people die. So they could care less.
I'm with you. You know, I've been watching pretty intently what's going on in Greece, and I'm really looking forward to see what they pull out of their hat for their austerity measures. Folks, austerity ain't just privatizing your electric services, your water services, toll roads on existing roads. Austerity can be implemented in lots of different forms, and some of them ain't quite so obvious. Now, you and I both know the United States is in debt to the banksters up to our eyeballs. So what would the difference be between selling off islands like Greece is thinking about doing or some of their landmarks? What's the difference between that and through Agenda 21 placing increased restrictions and codes on the property you own?
Yeah.
You don't own it either way. The way they do through Agenda 21, folks, we're going to be nothing but a manager or a caretaker of our property instead of an owner. Well, with open borders, ain't that a form of austerity measures? Don't you lose control of your nation's property?
You know, it could very well be the timing of this executive order we mentioned in the first hour today has everything to do with what you're talking about there, Mark.
I think so, too. You know, austerity of a country, even when agencies were adopted and put into an enforcement arm, isn't that, guys, austerity? Gun control, that's an austerity measure in itself, because if you don't have an effective deterrent to control your own property and they take away your guns, those are austerity measures. So what I'm trying to get at, they're doing it here through a backdoor way. And the reason, guys, they do this is they don't want to interrupt the taxation revenue to your local counties and cities. They could steal the land, but there went, you know, the taxation on the backs of the folks that labor to fund these stupid organizations.
Yeah, you know, and the door is going to be open, as it already is. We're already seeing these foreign corporations and companies coming in, buying up our property, buying up our real estate, you know, and I think that the investment money from the federal government coming down through the land trust organizations buying up rural America, you know, I think it has everything to do with this executive order that Obama signed just on June 9th regarding he created, Bob, a whole different council encompassing 25 different federal agencies that is basically going to be in charge of the federal government's engagement with rural America. Now, that tells me that they're targeting our land, they're targeting our rural businesses, they want to implement Agenda 21, and they're not doing it fast enough. But
well, I think you can go back, and logically, this is an excellent comparison to what's going on in Greece, only it's a different method of operation. But you can go back to the 1930s and just look at what the National Socialist Party implemented in Germany. It's the same thing. And it's, you know, the end result is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where all the ideas were promulgated and tried out. And today what we have is a corporatist fascist government. They're not going to tell you that. There's very few people who call it that, myself and a handful of others who have studied this for many, many years. But that's what we've got. And Mark's right. We've got the same thing in a different world. It's government by regulation.
And
I've been talking about it for over 50 years. Government by regulation.
And through enforcement of those regulations and codes that are ever expanding now through Agenda 21, aren't we, in effect, paying reparations? God
you certainly
you.
Are, to the people who run things.
Exactly. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for the call there, Mark. Tom in Florida. You're on the air. Tom?
Okay. The first thing is, I see with, with these banks, they're holding on to the property. That's a supply and demand theory or rule, where if they're holding on to it, they're going to keep the price of everything going up. Everything that they hold is going to be worth more. I'm noticing, but my main reason for calling is I'm noticing that the gold and the stock market, they both decline or increase at the same time, where it used to be against. Are they setting us up for like a Las Vegas vacation?
I don't understand Las Vegas vacation. You mean the movie Leaving Las Vegas or something like that?
Yeah, the movie Las Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase, where guess what hand it's in?
Or rock, paper, scissors. But the market and gold are two different things. And the market has come down because it was very overpriced. Gold has come down in the last few days, which is not abnormal. Things go up and down within parameters. And the cause of the gold being off and silver being off as well in the last few business days is that on Tuesday of this coming week, we have gold and silver options, and they expire. And so the lower the price of gold and silver, the better off it is for the writers of the option, who happen to be J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and on and on. And they want to not have to honor options, so they knock the price down. And they also happen to be part of a cartel which controls the United States government in your and everybody else's life in America. And so you have this manipulation each month, or the attempted manipulation each month when these options couldn't do. So that's why you're seeing a downside. And I might add here that what's going to happen here, I believe, and it's what I predicted four previous times in the last month and a half, is that the support levels attained by gold and silver will hold, and they'll go right back up again. Because their ability to affect the market on a continuing basis is limited because they don't have any more gold or don't have any more gold or silver that they want to sell. And so with that in mind, they have to use a derivative market, which is a temporary way of manipulating markets. And so after Tuesday, they'll go right back up again. And they will have formed the fifth support level for both gold and silver, and particularly silver. And so they're going to be in further trouble because they're going to be in that market effectively shorting it, betting it's going to go down. But then they've got to cover. And if they don't cover it, the market's going to go back up anyway. So your comparison between the market going down and gold and silver going down is not a useful one. It happens sometimes. It's happened twice in the last 50 years, and that's not very often. And so you read newsletter writers who don't have a clue to what they're talking about, who talk about these things in order to make people think that they know what they're talking about and that people will buy their publication. And then they sensationalize things, which is dreadful because most people are not professional investors, and they hear somebody say, well, go out and do this and go out and do that, and they run right out and do it thinking this person knows what they're talking about, and they don't. And I'll tell you another thing. Of all the analysts and economists and newsletter writers that have predicted downsides of gold and silver, they have been wrong every single time for 5 years. They've never been right.
Bob, I have one more question. It's inevitable that the stock market's going to crash, and it's going to crash in a hard way. If you was to put the S&P 500 and it crashes, would you have a hard time getting your money if it did do what it's expected to do?
Money from where? Stocks or
from your options?
Well, it all depends. Number one, what kind of options? Are they traded on the CBOE? Are they in the over the counter market? Are they gold and silver? Are they just general run of the mill stocks? Or are they derivatives on bonds?
I was thinking, like, if you was to do an option on like the SPDR index, the S&P 500.
Oh, I would think you'd be able to get your money without any problem.
Because I've been kind of looking at this the last couple of months. I'm thinking by the end of the year, probably going to small decline in the end of October, and then right there at the end of December, just so they can ruin everybody's vacation. And God bless you, sir, for what you do.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call there. We still have a little time to take Earl in Ohio. Oh, we got a dial code here. Whoops.
I am here.
Yes, we have Bob.
Earl?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Bob, I was listening to you talking about the deteriorating fundamentals of the commercial real estate market, and I believe that what you're saying is absolutely correct. Property values have been declining, and a lot of fundamentals of that commercial real estate market have been looking terrible for the last couple of years. The part I don't understand is the fact that these real estate investment trusts, the Dow Jones Commercial Real Estate Index, has outperformed everything. All these typical real estate investment trust stocks, you know, have many of them doubled and tripled over the last couple of years. Do you have a way to sort of explain the disconnect between the fundamentals of the commercial real estate market and how well these stocks have been performing?
Well, I think it has been a good place to go to because in the last couple of years, we've had a rally from 65-50 on the Dow. And on the way up, there were professionals, and that's mostly a professional market, where they invested thinking that what government was saying was true, and that was going to be a recovery. The underlying strength of REITs is the income. It's as simple as that. It's an income generator. And as long as the buildings remain, let's say, 92% full, either business-wise or even large residential properties, as long as they continue to fill them up at a reasonable rate, the rate of return will come in. People are looking for dividends more than anything else, and that perception which drove them to purchase, particularly professionals purchasing the REITs, was because of the income stream, because they couldn't get any income stream anyplace else. And it's true also of oil and gas trusts. They yield about 7%. Well, gee, that's a heck of a lot better than 0.5% or 1% in U.S. Treasuries.
Most of these REIT stocks generally yield about 3%, but I suppose when you get 0% on Treasuries...
Okay, we have to take a break here.
Sure.
We'll be back here in a moment, folks, with Bob Chetman. Final segment, straight ahead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, I'm going to dump the bumper music in the interest of time here. We're in the home stretch of the program. Bob, let's promote your newsletter here real quick. And then we'll finish with Earl. Are you there, Bob? Have we lost Bob? Do we have Bob?
Somebody fell asleep at the switch.
Okay.
The international forecasters about business, finance, economics, and social political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesday and Saturday by email. It runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the Internet twice a month. And everything that you need to know each week is in the International Forecaster. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can go to www.intforecaster.com, that's intforecaster.com. You can also, if you would like your questions answered, and we answer everyone, and also you can get free copies, and you can also get a copy of our most recent recommendation on gold and silver shares by emailing us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178, and you can get free copies there. And they also have a free offer of a one-year full free subscription. And the offering that they're making is excellent. If you want to become a subscriber, that's the place to go to.
Okay, very good. And just a real brief program note, I will be on Truth Quest with Melody as a guest with Jim Beers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 2 hours from now on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's 2 hours from now on Truth Quest with Melody. So for those interested, you can tune in. Okay, now we have, I think Earl dropped, maybe he was done. Final caller, Mark in Michigan. Mark, go right ahead.
Bob, Darren, good morning to you.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I have
a real quick question because of all the talk right now about the government wanting to seize our private pensions and IRAs. Is it possible that the next time we see a crash that it will be engineered and the Dow goes down to 5,000 or 6,000 and people will be offered to be made whole to a certain point if they voluntarily move their money into Treasury accounts?
That's very possible. We don't know what form, what the kind to do is going to take. There is legislation without a number that's been sitting for over 2 years in the House. And what it says is the government would be able to commandeer your 401k, your IRA, maybe even your retirement, all private in nature, and you would exchange them from a government guaranteed annuity. And that's actually what you're referring to here. But we don't know when they're going to do it, but I can guarantee you one thing. They got to get their hands on that $6 trillion. And as a precursor to that, a number of countries have already done that, are in the process of doing it. And also, we have the government now taking money from the federal fund for pensions. So the precedent has been set.
Would it also apply, would they also seize just regular private retail brokerage accounts, or are they just...
No, they won't do that. Wall Street is too powerful to have them do that. What they want to do is get a hold, the government wants to get a hold of retirement, hand it to Wall Street, they'll manage it, and they'll give you a guarantee that's worthless.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
Mark. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
bye
everybody
bye.
Else, for your calls, and thank you, Bob Chapman, for being with us once again. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank
God
you all for
you,
listening.
Folks, and we'll see you next week.